Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
While there are no plans for any new state mandates regarding the coronavirus, Wyoming State Health Officer Alexia Harris is now recommending that individuals wear a face mask while in public settings, even if they've received the vaccination. Just 8 Wyoming counties are seeing low enough transmission rates for that recommendation not to apply, according to state data. That includes Crook, Hot Springs, Johnson, Natrona, Niobrara, Sheridan, Washakie, and Weston counties. The recommendation comes 2 days after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued similar guidance that vaccinated residents in areas with low vaccine uptake should again don masks indoors as a more contagious variant of the virus spreads. That variant, called the Delta variant, is already considered dominant in Wyoming, Harris said. It's considered between 50 to 60% more contagious than its predecessor, the Alpha variant, which was already about 50% more contagious than the original virus strain. It is also believed to be better at thwarting the vaccine, although Harris emphasized that vaccinated individuals who do contract the Delta variant are far less likely to experience severe illness. Wyoming remains among the least vaccinated states in the country, ranking fourth lowest for both those who've received one shot and those who are fully inoculated. A litany of national surveys and data analysis have also identified Wyoming as having the communities most reluctant to accept a shot. Vaccines have been available to the general public since late March, yet fewer than 33% of Wyoming residents are fully vaccinated. A video posted to social media sites shows an Illinois woman near a grizzly sow and her two cubs taking photographs while visiting Yellowstone National Park. Things get exciting when the mama bear bluff charges the woman, a tactic bears will use to scare away perceived threats. The event happened back in May in the Roaring Mountains region of the park. The video went viral on the internet, and now investigators, acting on a tip, have identified the woman in the clip and have charged her in U.S. District Court. Samantha Daring of Carroll Stream, Illinois, has now been accused of feeding, touching, teasing, frightening, or intentionally disturbing wildlife and violating closures and use limits. Park rules dictate that visitors maintain at least 300 feet between themselves and dangerous predators. In the video, Daring is seen no more than 15 feet from the large carnivore and her cubs. She will now have to appear before a judge August 26th in Mammoth Hot Springs.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Two Cheyenne residents were arrested Thursday after leading Wyoming troopers on a high-speed chase through Laramie County. Wyoming Highway Patrol Sergeant Jeremy Beck says it all started around 11:15 a.m. after the agency was notified of a car headed towards Wyoming that was possibly involved in a vehicle theft in Nebraska. A Wyoming Highway Patrol trooper located the car east of Cheyenne near milepost 391 on Interstate 80, said Beck. Troopers attempted to stop the car, but the driver failed to yield. Beck says the driver, 33-year-old Charles Karsten, fled west on I-80, reaching speeds over 100 miles per hour. He eventually went off the road just south of Burns. Beck says Karsten and his passenger, 36-year-old Claudia Galvin, took off on foot, but a short time later, Karsten was found hiding in a tree. Galvin was found lying in an adjacent field. He says the car they were in was stolen out of Wyoming. Karsten was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of a stolen vehicle, driving while under the influence, fleeing to elude, reckless driving, speed, and other traffic-related offenses, said Beck. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.